welcome once again to the last edition of American Exposé for this week. It's the 9th of September, listeners, 2005. The whole situation in place is very easy to chronicle now. We have foreign troops in our country now. It's been done. It's been maneuvered to happen. This is why I feel it's so important to research and understand weather modification. Because keep in mind, according to Robert Mueller, when he was commenting before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate, we are terrorist. Right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists remains a continuing threat in America today. Sporadic incidents resulting in direct clashes with law enforcement are possible and will most likely involve state and local law enforcement personnel, such as highway patrol officers and sheriff's deputies. Is that going on right now in the devastated, ravaged areas? The hurricane-devastated, ravaged areas? I'm speechless at this point. I see here, U.S. accepts U.N. offer to rush aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina. We have our troops in foreign countries now. We have a Middle East mess going on where sons and daughters and fathers and mothers are dying for the U.N. system. Now, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. U.N. group seeks control of the Internet back in November 2003. And then we see San Francisco mayor proclaims urban environmental movement, where they talk about on June 5th of this year, we, the signatory mayors, have come together to write a new chapter in the history of global cooperation. And what are we having now? Global cooperation in New Orleans, Louisiana, Alabama. 15 states have national emergencies now. Eventually, every state of the union will be in a state of emergency because of all the people that will be transferred to other states from this area that's been devastated, listeners. It's a mess. But it's a created mess. It's a planned scenario. Many Americans were upset that Harry S. Truman called off General MacArthur in the Korean War. And very rightly so. They were very upset, and they had a reason to be upset. And we're living it today. If Harry Truman had not been the man he was, and S. supposedly, as far as I know, is Solomon, Harry Solomon Truman, if that man had not done what he did to call off General MacArthur, because he wanted to take communist China. MacArthur wanted to continue and deal with communist China. MacArthur knew communism was a threat, and the UN system that he was under called him back, General Douglas MacArthur. Then we allow Vietnam to happen when communism is alive and well in Cuba today, and Cuba's going to be a major staging point for the invasion of America today, which is happening without firing a shot. And this is where I drew the line with Hansa the other day, and he's very upset with me and won't call me. I'm sorry. They're getting it done without firing a shot, listeners. I should have a guest. If I don't, we can discuss this. My patience is short, but I can handle it. We'll be right back to continue with American Exposé. I'm Chris Sterner. Stay with us. Here's a little excerpt from someone that sent this to me. Is FEMA ready for Bay Area earthquake? The Bay Area earthquake, listeners, is being promoted already. And here's a quote. And this is from an article I haven't opened. We've never been able to get this message through to the Department of Homeland Security. The funding has systematically gone into terrorism and away from natural disasters. And this is a quote from someone I haven't opened up yet. But terrorism, what is terrorism? We are terrorists right now, according to Robert Mueller, as I covered at the beginning of this show. We are terrorists. We have to convince others that we're not terrorists, listeners. And the only place it can happen, I'm sorry to say, is here. I wish there were other networks that were doing the competent thing that this network is doing. But they're not. When Hansa said the other day that, you know, if you speak out against your government, you get arrested. Well, how far away are we from that? As these people in New Orleans and the surrounding areas that have been devastated, they're completely disarmed now. They have no weapons to defend themselves. There are articles discussing and reporting that sharks were swimming with the people in the streets. Alligators, poisonous snakes. Well, wouldn't you like to have a gun to kill one? A shotgun to blow them away? Was the shooting really done at a helicopter at the beginning that we heard about the shooting? Or was somebody defending himself against an invasive species? Or are we the invasive species? Apparently we are the invasive species. Because we're supposed to depopulate. This initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter, I've discussed in the past. It's very apparent. It's on the website. They say, and there's a Midwest hearing on environment and development from the House Chambers of the state capital of Des Moines, Iowa, September 21st, 1991, just before the Rio Earth Summit that brought about the Biodiversity Treaty and Agenda 21. So here we are in this mess, and then we see in the UN News Center, not the major press, although I haven't looked at the papers. I'm sick of this. The TV is off. I can't stand this anymore. U.S. accepts UN offer to rush aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina dated September 4th.